Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Humans, after 12 years and over 600 episodes, we are parting ways with Earwolf and Stitcher. And we are ready to take it to the next level. Happy to announce Brett and I are starting a new home at improvforhumans.com. We're building a platform not just to continue the show, but to create a hub for you all to go deeper into the craft of improv with me, some other guests, and I will also present a ton of bonus content. Improv for Humans isn't going anywhere, humans. You will still find new ad-supported episodes every week for free. The same as always, but now with our new Rule of Four. Yes, the Rule of Four subscription. You can get ad-free new episodes every week with bonus scenes, exclusive access to the entire back catalog, all ad-free. 4 new improv education podcasts. I'll be calling the Professor Besser series. Rather, it's an umbrella for all these podcasts where I'll break down classic Improv for Human scenes, take questions from my members-only Discord, explore, debate the craft of improv and comedy with other improv comedy experts, comedians you know, plus humans. I have in Besser's attic these VHS tapes, these high tapes from the 90s, the 2000s, my alternative comedy adventures I will share with you and talk about with accompanying podcast. In addition to the Professor Besser comedy, education, deep dive feed, whatever you want to call it, I'll have a whole other feed called Best Taste in the Universe, where me and other guests, we deep dive on, yes, music and sci-fi. The best taste in music, the best taste in sci-fi. Plus, you get all 4 of our premium limited series that Brett and I made. Stolen Idea, My Dead Wife, The Robot Car, Estates of Perfection, Besser versus the Audience. All this I've said, only $4 a month. Improv for Humans, $4 a month, or sign up for a year for $40 for 2 months worth of savings, humans. If you get 4 people to sign up for a yearly plan with your own referral link, you'll get 1/4 off your own subscription. See what I'm doing with 4s there? 25% off. I'd rather say 1/4 off your own subscription, humans. Leaving a corporate network carries risk. We produce a podcast where we pay 3 guests. That's not easy for us to do by ourselves, but we feel it's a labor of love for Brett and I. We love this show. We love doing the show, want to continue to doing it. By subscribing, you are not only allowing us to make new episodes, you're going to support our ensemble as well as empowering these new ideas, the new content, these new podcasts I'll be putting out. And we'll be looking at what cities and theaters you're coming from when you subscribe. And if enough people from your theater city sign up, I'll come to you in person for a workshop, a show. So now, humans, when I say keep being human, we now have a place to do improv, to do comedy, to talk about it, to learn about it, and maybe even a little dash of sci-fi music on the side. So humans, go to Improv for Humans right now, improvforhumans.com right now. Get a subscription and spread the word for the sake of humanity.
Huon, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to Huons only. Improv for Humans, with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's episode features human guests.
Mannion, Matthews, Rogers, welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That's me. Oh, yeah. Good playing. Thank you. That's me. Ben, welcome. You like that?
I liked you kind of holding out for a second to make sure we took it in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotta listen
and it
to
worked. I fucking took it in,
you
man.
You gotta take in the energy. You might as well stay backstage.
Besser, are you worried about the name of the show now that there are so many aliens amongst us, apparently?
You know, since we got the archives back, I've been listening to some of my first episodes. I really hit the human thing hard back then of it's only for humans, not for robots. I hit that like every episode, Brett, back then. I made a real point of that.
I remember.
And now
the aliens
AI
aren't gonna
is
like that and
here.
Yeah, AI is
AI listening.
Offended.
And I hate to tell you, man, AI's listening whether you want them to or not.
Yeah. And if you were ever going to create, and I'm not patting myself on the back or saying I'm the perfect data, but if you were ever going to create the perfect AI comedian, Brett, and they say it can't be done.
I've heard
it. 600 episodes of Improv for Humans to the fucking algorithm. And then put 200 Professor Besser's analyzing it, and you'll have a robot who can fucking be funnier than any human.
Damn right.
That's the only robot I'll support.
If an AI were to start a podcast, they would probably name it Improv for Humans. just to throw us off.
Would.
Yeah, try to fucking fool us.
Just like that magician.
Do we think that it can do it?
Does magic for humans. What's that?
Do we think that AI can do it? Can it be funny?
I don't think so. We've briefly discussed this.
Yeah, accidentally.
Okay. Or in like, you probably read that article where it showed the AI doing Onion articles, but
right.
I thought that was a bad example or headlines because those are kind of formulaic, frankly. Mm. I think just true comedy that you appreciate and love, I don't see it being original unless it is just cranking out someone else's essence somehow.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be funny, but I think it could be wildly successful in the comedy industry.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't Charlie Kaufman recently, I'm paraphrasing his rant, but didn't he pretty much say we're already putting out crap that might as well be made by AI because it's made by so many studio notes and a thousand different writers and studio notes, mostly just a bunch of morons at the studios telling some writers what it should be, firing writers, bringing on new writers. And that becomes like a fucking weird algorithm. That's not one human writing a script.
No, it's not a single brain. It's just a bunch of chatter.
So those kind of movies, if they're successful, fuck yeah, an AI can make those, I guess. We're already enjoying the Marvel movies, right? Did you guys see did you see The Flash?
I did not. It was so, the fact that they released it piqued my curiosity because I was like, God, they must really think it's good because this guy's like a fucking serial
maniac.
Sex abuser, like fucking guy who's like starting cults and stuff. And they're still like, we got to put this one out.
Can I tell you, I thought it was pretty good. So none of you saw it?
But I heard that other people liked it. And yeah, there was a lot of controversy with Ezra Miller. So I
fully expected to hate it. Because the last like four superhero movies I've seen have just been fucking awful. Just
did you see
awful.
The theater?
No, I haven't seen any.
Now, do you think that lowered the bar for you a little bit by just like throwing it on TV? And
I'll tell you why I liked it, Ben.
It wasn't the superhero aspect of it. I thought he was really good. He's a really good actor. And I went in wanting to fucking hate the guy. But he's really good, and it's cast really good, the whole movie, and it's directed really well. The scenes are directed. I don't know about the action, all that stuff, but it's funny. It's funny the way Marvel movies were like 10 years ago when like
Ragnarok. It sucks that sometimes psychopaths, their energy makes them engaging on screen. And you can't, and you're like, oh, okay. Like, man, there's something about this guy. It's just really, really magnetic. And then you're like, oh, yeah, because he's insane.
I was watching that Cults documentary on Netflix recently, and they were talking about Charlie Manson. And it's like that same quality. It seems like it was a double-sided coin where some people found it magnetic, incredibly captivating, and like, you know, rapt with attention at him playing guitar. And then the other 50% of people were like, absolute danger, danger.
Get this guy the fuck out of my house.
Yeah, exactly.
And Dennis Wilson was all torn.
Was that the How to Start a Cult one or whatever? Uh-huh. Yeah, I saw that. I didn't realize necessarily about Manson that he just, the way they portrayed him showing up to San Francisco was kind of funny to me, where he was just not at all like a hippie type, and he just sees just a bunch of rubes basically. He's like, oh, this is a perfect scene for me. Like, I'll just grow my hair out and play guitar for them, and they'll all start following me.
Like, yeah. It's also like, I think a lot of cult leaders are narcissists, and narcissists are really good at reflecting what each individual person wants from them. So it's like he did show up in San Francisco and was like, oh, cool, you guys want a hippie guru leader? Like, no problem, I got this.
And we cut to the outside of the suburban house, and it's three guys on a porch. Yeah, this is my friend Hillary. I say my friend, I knew her more in college, but she has this TikTok channel where she does rest. Anyway, she's letting us watch her cook some stuff, and she's amazing. You guys saw the videos I sent you, right?
Yeah. I saw them. There's a weird magic about them, and so it's cool to actually see it live. They're cut really fast pace. It really makes cooking come alive for me, because I just eat slop every day myself.
Yeah. I know that for me, I've been feeling just kind of lost, especially when I'm in the kitchen. Just like, I'm trying to be free in there, but I feel aimless, and her videos just kind of like set me straight, kind of give me what I've been missing. I don't know.
For real? That makes me happy to hear that, because you've been kind of saying you've been feeling lost in a lot of aspects of your life. So it's good to hear you be positive about anything, man.
Yeah. Thanks for letting us come over, Hillary, and just watch and record some of the videos.
It's so great to have you guys. Thank you so much for your beautiful words. Today we're making overnight oats.
Oh, it smells so good in here. Overnight oats?
Yeah, are you familiar?
Yeah, it smells really good. I don't really associate oatmeal with like having such a pungent aroma.
Where do you think that comes from, Ben?
I mean, I'm guessing the oats. That doesn't.
No,
seem like
I
was,
mean your no? predetermined thoughts about oatmeal and how it smells.
You know what? You're right. I gotta open myself up a little
crying,
bit.
That's
actually
dude.
Really smart.
Wow. I mean, you said it, not me.
No, it's okay. I don't know. I'm having relationship problems, and it's probably leaking out a little bit.
It's all right, dude.
Leaking.
Don't get in the oats.
I mean, this is incredible, because like, you know, when I think of oatmeal, usually it's like me in my apartment at the middle of the night. I can't sleep because everything's going so wrong for me. And I'm like, I got to eat something, and I'll just throw these disgusting oatmeal together just to get myself through the night. But the way that you say it, and the way that you present it, and the way that you make it smell, I'm like, why is it that, like, why can't it be like this for me all the time? I'm just so like amazed of even just something so simple, how you're able to make it this whole
You heard me say I only eat slop before, and like it's the same thing. I'm like, I'm eating slop, and somehow you make me think oatmeal isn't slop. It's the food of the gods. And like, if you wanted me to like hurt my ex-wife, like I would if you wanted me to.
She didn't say that.
Well, I didn't say that. You did.
Okay.
Wow. We cut to like three quarters through the instructional video where she's starting to work with cinnamon.
A little bit of cinnamon for some spice and as much maple syrup as you think you deserve. How much maple syrup do you think you deserve? Sweetness, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, normally I would say that I just deserve dry pancakes. That's what I deserve. But today, I kind of feel like I deserve maple syrup on my pancakes and then some. Like,
yeah, I would say I'm a little pig and I don't deserve any sweetness at all. And today I'm the other kind of pig where I think I should get all the sweetness.
Wow, that's beautiful.
I'm a good piggy.
Wow, that's so beautiful. Enjoy, you know, enjoy. Eat your sweet, sweet cinnamon slop. Right? Sometimes we all feel that way, right?
Yeah, it's the now slop is good.
Slop is good.
We cut to a year and a half later. This is her popularity has come to a franchise of breakfast restaurants, and now these guys are waiters, and they're in the. Yeah, you got me. I'll have the oatmeal. You're selling a sold
great
car.
Choice. That's a really great choice, sir.
Okay,
that's good. You deserve that.
And coffee. I've never had two waiters before. You guys really come on strong.
We tag team waiting because we're a family here.
Hi. Yeah, that's right. A family.
Oh, it's the lady on the menu.
Yes. Capital T, capital L, the lady. That's what I go by now. And I just wanted to say that I'm so glad that you are here to take communion or sorry, the oatmeal. That's really a beautiful step towards your own personal enlightenment.
I'm just driving through town. I'd heard about this on the news, you guys.
A bit of a wanderer, huh?
No, just traveling through town. I'm just wanting to order. But these guys, I ordered the oatmeal like 5 minutes ago, and they won't leave the table with the order.
The bathrooms are extraordinary.
If you want to check out the bathrooms or the kitchen, I clean them both. They're super clean.
You told me that already. I don't want to go to the bathroom unless I need to.
What do you want? What is it?
I ordered the oatmeal like 5 minutes ago and they kept selling me on it and they keep nodding their head and saying yes, but you don't write it down. I don't see the order going back to the kitchen.
Trust issues, huh? It's hard for you to trust that the oatmeal is going to come out because you don't see someone writing it down. You don't see them going back to the kitchen. It's been 5 minutes, right?
We're going to get you your oatmeal. I don't know what you're running from. But like here for a moment, you know, we're going to give you what you deserve.
Okay.
You're going to get that oatmeal.
Okay. Do I need to say something else to have to close the order?
No.
You want me to order pancakes?
To keep your hands by your side and open up your mouth. Trust.
Okay. I'm leaving. This makes me uncomfortable.
Where are you going?
Especially that last statement. I'm going in my car and go to another breakfast place.
Are you sure? I mean, we can kiss you. We can give you more.
You can kiss me?
We can kiss you. Like, take a seat and the oats are slow and we'll give you a big old kiss and just, you know, you're going to have a great breakfast.
He walks out the door. He's heading towards his car.
Ben.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me. It seems like the kissing thing is coming up for you again.
I guess I panicked, mistress, and I'm working on it, and that was just a big swing to try to get that guy to eat his oatmeal, and I thought I was picking up something from him that was like, I need that. Mm-hmm. So I was just trying to make him feel comfortable.
Why do you think it's so important to you that he of all customers stays?
I just love seeing our family grow. Yeah. And I mean, you've done so much for me. You've given me, I mean, I left my job at AT&T and I'm working here now and I love it. And I love the people around me. And so I just want other people to experience that. And is that guy going to experience that in his BMW?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Your one word suggestion from the Improv for Humans Discord.
Let's see. We need to be inspired by the Discord on improvforhumans.com. One word suggestions. I'm looking at where we left off. And I'm going to give you guys three words if you want to inspire something. And if you want to use one of the words later in the day outside of Improv for Humans, do it.
For sure, I will.
Generous.
Like you writing a script or for dinner.
Well, I'm on strike, man. So let's not get into that. But like at dinner, for sure, I'm going to bust
that. I
want
to get into it later, but go ahead. Let's see here. So the suggestions are bucket. That's a solid word. Mm-hmm. Feast and campfire. Those are all three solid words.
Really good
bucket,
suggestions.
Feast,
man,
and campfire.
The fucking Discord is on today.
Yeah, no bullshit. No pineapples or spatulas coming out of my Discord. No.
This is fucking solid stuff. Holy shit.
We'd have to be fucking losers not to. I got like 5 or 6 goddamn bucket stories, but I'm not going to hog them.
Campfire bucket, bucket beast. And beast. Holy beast. Shit.
I mean, I beast. Do want to hear beast. A bucket story now, Besser. 5 or 6? Pick one. Pick the best.
I don't know. They probably end in vomit. But campfire. Oh, my God. They're are you guys campfire juicy. People? I've had a lot of my young social life was in front of a campfire. I remember one night being, this is a short story, but I remember we'd hang out underneath the I-430 bridge in Little Rock, which was just a dead space. Now I look at it, it's completely developed, but it was just no man's land. And we just go down there and build a fire with whatever was around and get drunk on Mad Dog and Bush beer. But one night we're doing that and having a grand old time and we're jumping over the fire as drunk young people are apt to do. And seeing how far you can jump back, and I still can jump over. And of course, I jump and I land in the fire and I hit a board that has some burning like plastic on it. Like,
gotta get that green flame.
Yeah, akin to like a garbage bag or something. And it flips. So I hit a board and it flips the. Napalm flips the burning plastic onto everybody.
Oh my God.
So I think I go from thinking that I'm the funniest guy around, like I'm the guy that's drunk and free and jumping over fires. Look at me, to everyone screaming They're burning and yelling at me. Because it's like little pieces of it would like get on your, you know, it basically would be a little scar. Like a little,
yeah, you scarred people up.
I scarred people.
You that fucked people up.
Is not dissimilar to when I was at a party in middle school and all the boys were watching a sports game inside. And I went into the living room and was just kind of quietly hanging and already felt out of place. And then had my back facing a glass covered fireplace. And then all of a sudden there was the smell of rancid burning hair. And I pulled my head away and there was like a clump of hair burnt on to the glass. And everyone was like, Hillary, it smells so bad. Dude, it smells so bad. And I was absolutely mortified. They like had to like, I think that my friend Danielle later was like, yeah, like it took us like a really long time to clean that up.
No one's concerned that you were on fire.
No, and it was like, no one was concerned that I was on fire. And it was also like, kind of like the worst case scenario for trying to like join a space where it's like, be brave, join a space that you don't feel that comfortable in. It was like,
that's a big like teenager response. It's like, okay, something weird or out of the ordinary just happened. My first impulse is to be like, it's not my fault. It's someone else's fault. Someone else is being lame. Like they immediately were like, this must have happened because Hillary was lame.
Yeah.
I know I didn't do anything like lame. But they were
let's cut to that sports party.
Oh my God. Score. Oh,
hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Dude, this is one of the best games I've ever seen in my life. Hillary, can you believe this?
And no, wow, that football went so far.
Score, 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 score. I love it.
Love scores in football.
Dude, I love it when they score.
Touchdown.
Yeah. I love extra points.
Totally. And they go.
I'm an extra point dog.
Right. Wow, wow, wow. I
love those things, man. Everybody's talking touchdowns and shit. I'm all about that extra point, man. I'm a hound for those things.
Dude, anytime I see the number 3 just out in the world, I'm all thinking field goal. That's what I'm just FG all the way. What about you, Hill?
Oh yeah, when I see that the tiniest guy on the team is gearing back with his leg and I'm like, whoop, get ready. He's gonna kick it.
You look like a fucking idiot right now.
Oh.
Your hair's on fire.
Oh my God. 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 Oh my God.
God damn.
Hillary, what the heck were you thinking?
That is so weak.
What the fuck? Why didn't anyone tell me?
You're gonna stink up Denise's house.
Well, hold on. Yo,
what are you thinking? Denise is gonna be fucking mad at all of us now.
Okay,
Why'd you have to do that?
I'm sorry. I didn't do it on purpose. Why did you take time to roast me for sounding
dumb? You roasted yourself.
I know. I was literally roasting.
Well, I mean, I looked over. I saw that your hair was on fire, and I was like, she can't be doing that, right? And I didn't want to call it out because, like, you know, you're my friend or whatever. And I kind of figured you would just kind of, like, stop. But then you didn't. Your hair just, like, completely singed.
Yeah, I said her hair is the fire to me. Is that the right way to say it, James?
Oh, yes,
it's the fire to me.
Touchdown. That was a touchdown.
Yo, man, you fucking extra point is good.
Okay.
I don't know, Hillary. My response on seeing it, at first I saw like the flames start on your head.
Yeah.
And my first reaction was to feel my own hair to think, am I also making a fool out of myself?
Right.
And I touched around my own hair and was like, nope, my hair's not on fire. I'm not an idiot.
Okay. Can we just
and then I started to think of a good burn on you, like literally. And then all of a sudden, you know, you started calling attention to yourself.
Can we just stop talking about it? Can we just pretend it didn't happen? Just keep on watching sports.
Well, I'd like to give my hot take on it. because like when I first saw it, I was like, God, this is such, like, every time we try to include Hillary in our shit, she's got to be the same. Like, this awesome fucking play happens. And then you're like, an amazing score. I need to, like, get the focus on me. Why don't I set my fucking hair on fire? And now Denise is going to fucking, as soon as she's out of the bathroom, she's going to absolutely destroy all of us. And I'm not going to take the hit on this one, all right?
Okay, yeah,
it's not my fault either.
I'm not expecting anyone to pretend like they have the burned hair, because clearly, like, half, I mean, I can't hide it. Half my hair is singed off. But I just want to stop talking about it. I'm feeling pretty embarrassed, and I kind of would just like to go back to feeling embarrassed that I don't know enough about sports.
No, like, I'm like, you're getting upset, and I feel that. And I'm like not a bad guy or anything. I've taken the heat for other like people burning hair before.
Please stop saying hot take and heat. It feels intentional. It feels intentional.
It's not. It's like just the lingo.
Ben, dude, Ben, lay off, dude. Lay off.
All right.
We got her enough.
All right.
I know where Ben's aggressions come from, if I may, Ben. A lot of us, we're also, you know, we're on the football team, our own football team. And when we watch a game and we see someone score, we really get what it took to make that score and the discipline and all the hours that went into it. And it's not something you can just do by just lighting your hair on fire. It's something you have to work on and practice. I wish I could just.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to like stolen valor, like football. Okay. All of my fears and insecurities have been confirmed. Please stop talking about it, looking at me and talking to me.
I just want to acknowledge these guys are, they are up at like when the sun is up.
Yeah.
Maybe before.
Yeah. Like 6:30. Okay.
Okay. I'm not.
They can't fucking sleep in.
Do you know what two-a-days are?
Yes.
Do you know what two-a-days are?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
She does. Okay.
Well, since you know, these guys are doing two-a-days.
Okay. Yes. I'm impressed by football players. I'm impressed by football players. They work really hard. Okay.
We were on a team at one point.
What's that smell?
Oh, God. Oh, shit, no, it's Denise.
Out of the bathroom.
Something. Have you guys been? I told you not to use the kitchen.
We did it.
Something.
Yes.
Sorry, Denise. Great.
It smells like rotten bacon.
Oh, my God. Sorry, Denise. Like
rotten bacon.
Look, Hillary, I'm sorry, but like, can you like go to Denise and like explain
take accountability?
To her
yes, of course.
What
yes.
you did?
Yes, of course. Yes, I'll do that. Yes.
Thanks. Because like, this is the only place that has a basement where the parents are cool.
Yes.
Where we can hang out, and we need her to like let us keep come in here.
I'm not trying to get away with it. Yeah, I'm going to talk to Denise. Just hold on, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, I wanted to smoke chonka later, all right? This is the only basement I can do this in.
Smoke what?
Chonka.
Chonka.
Okay.
I want to see God tonight, all right? After this game, if this game is so good, I'm going to just like fucking go to a three-dimensional space. I'm going to let my consciousness just evaporate. And my parents are going to let me do that in this basement. Denise's parents are the only ones that would be cool with it. And they'll bring us water and fucking electrolytes and shit.
I'm really sorry, Travis. I didn't mean to jeopardize your ability to smoke chonga. I'm going to talk to her right now. Okay?
Okay, I appreciate that.
Okay. Hey, Denise?
I'm braiding my hair. What is it, Hillary?
Oh, your hair looks really nice.
Yeah, it takes a long time to get it this long.
Yeah, that's so cool. I was growing my hair out too, but I have to tell you something.
Crack the door open a little bit more so I can hear you.
Okay.
Really smells like rotten, like a trash barrel down there now.
Yeah, it stinks.
Those boys.
Yeah, no, it stinks. It actually wasn't them though. What happened was just kind of an accident took place where unfortunately my entire head was set on fire. And don't worry, I'm okay.
What did you do to my house?
I didn't do anything, dear. Your house is fine other than the stink, and that'll dissipate. It's just, don't worry. All the damage was just done to most
Denise
of my hair and a little of my
skull. Denise opens the bathroom door so they can both see each other fully. And Denise has just been working on her beautiful blonde long braids.
Wow.
Look at you.
Look at you. You look like a milkmaid from a hot chocolate can.
I still have my angel hairs.
Yeah.
You know what those are?
No.
If you don't cut your baby hairs, they stay really soft. I've never cut my baby hairs on my bangs. They're called angel hairs.
That's beautiful. Do you know what two-a-days are?
No, I don't.
It's when you go to two practices in one day. So two of them are taking place per day, and that's why it's called two-a-days.
Are you trying to make me insecure about not knowing about football?
Yes. I'm desperate to pass this off to someone else. And clearly, my hair sucks now, and your hair is beautiful, and I can't have bad hair and be bad at sports. And so I just really need you to absorb some of that.
And we see Denise take some big silver shears and cut off one of her long blonde braids and hand it. I want you to have this.
Thank you. What do you think?
Here's some extension clips.
Wow. So I could, Wow.
I think they'll accept you now.
Thank you so much. You're a really good friend. And I'm sorry that I filled your house with stink. And also, Travis wants to smoke changa later.
Human, to unlock the bonus scene, you must subscribe to the ad-free version of the show, exclusively available at improv4humans.com.
Is that your theory, Ben? In a couple of years, we're going to find all the shit about that?
About Ozempic?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's a weird area that we're in where everybody's jumping on this bandwagon to get this drug that has only been around for like a couple of years. That you have to be on every day for the rest of your life.
It is.
Or not every day, like once a week or however long you have to take it. But
when you stop taking it, it all reverses or what?
Most people, when they stop taking it, regain all the weight back and oftentimes plus some. But for some people, it's really good. And it's better than being fucking dead. You know, if nice. You have serious
pain. Yeah, but have you heard about Ozempic butt?
I have heard. I was just about to say.
What is Ozempic butt?
You get a flat little droopy
you
butt.
You get like an extra flat butt.
Because like you're losing weight so fast, you have no muscle mass back there. And it
is
was
that
like,
it, Brett?
That's what I gather from it. It seems like the way people talk about it is like it's extra dumpy and flabby.
Right. But like the reasoning is kind of like it just feels a little cruel and it feels like a Faustian bargain. You know, it's like in a culture that's obsessed with thinness and having a big dump truck simultaneously. Yeah. It's like
that country artist who people like worshipped her ass, and then she got on Ozempic, and it like, and people have like these tearful,
in
like
memoriam
videos where they're like, I miss that ass.
they miss her butt.
We're standing outside the Grand Old Opry, where Tina Westmuth, she has recently revealed that her ass is half the size. I'm saying ass because I'm in anger out here. Her bottom is half the size it used to be. We're out here. Here are some of her fans right here burning candles. Would you like to talk about Tina's butt?
Yes. First of all, can I say thank you for bringing attention to this because there's not enough coverage about it in the media. But I've been a long time fan of hers and her butt meant a lot to me, kind of the size. It said I'm not a woman who's afraid to take up space on stage, in country music, you know, and I think that that's really brave. And so I'm really missing her bottom tonight. I took the time to queue up this In Memoriam video, which is set to Sarah McLachlan's I Will Remember You.
Oh, that is so nice and so sweet. Do you have a message for Tina?
Yes. To Tina, your butt was too young to have gone so soon. And to her butt, we will never forget you.
Oh, my goodness. You are a lyricist yourself. And what about your friend here? You seem to be weeping. Is this about Tina's the disappearance from most of her bottom?
Yes, sir, it is. I'm having a very difficult time with this whole situation, and I think it should be investigated. I don't know who is telling her what to do about what. She used to have a beautiful rump, as we call it in our house. Mm-hmm.
A lot of friends are saying, who's around her right now? What are they saying to her?
And I'm one of those people. Who is around her? What are they saying to her? Who is earworming her? She's got the little man from Lord of the Rings speaking in her mouth and speaking in her ears and telling her, you're not good enough. You're a big, fat lady. And she's not. She's beautiful. She had a beautiful rear end. I'm curious if it's anything to do with the Biden administration. I don't know, but
a lot of people are saying that.
It's disturbing.
Hunter Biden.
I think Hunter, if we look at Hunter's laptop, we will find emails that he sent to her criticizing the size of her buttocks. To get scientific, I think there are going to be emails about that and probably emails back from her saying, I think it looks fine. And then be emails from him again being like, no, and really getting in her head. And she needs a support system. What she needs is she needs friends like us, and she needs to come over to our house. She needs to sleep over at our house. She needs to pet my dog. She needs to wear my T-shirts. And we need to revive this feeling of that she had a beautiful butt.
She did. Okay, now I see someone else trying to get on the microphone here. You seem very upset.
I am a bit upset. I just want to remind everyone about what the purpose of this vigil is today. Now, I know that we all know that many of us believe that the circumstances around the disappearance of Tina's ass are certainly interesting, and I have a lot of questions, Hunter Biden's laptop included, but the purpose of this vigil today is not to be political. That will come. The purpose of today is to remember. And it's to mourn, and it's to deal with the feelings of loss that we're all having. So I just want us to refocus on that.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yeah, amen. I think there's something to that, though. I think we got to get political. We got to get political. Here's the thing. Have you ever thought about two twin towers side by side? Two butt cheeks, right and left, next to each other. Twin Towers, 9/11, inside job. Tina's rump, to borrow a phrase, rump, left and right, they fell too. They fell in a way. They have deflated, collapsed, inside job. Not enough people are thinking about it. Not enough people are talking about it.
We're all thinking about it, damn it. And there is a time and place. We will find the people who did this.
I think if we get Hunter's laptop, we will find emails from these Mexican aliens, who I don't know if you've seen them. I've seen them.
And they call it a culo. They search culo. They call it a culo.
Google Kulo, and you will find.
Don't Google it.
Google.
I'll just Google it and look at, you know, search. Search Hunter Biden laptop. Word search.
If you word search Hunter's laptop.
Yeah, you shouldn't get on the laptop and then just go straight to Google.
If you get on that laptop and you it will have access to a website called Google. And you will be able to find.
You can Google it from your laptop.
Okay, then that's an interesting theory.
Well, I'm not sure we can even trust Google.
We're here to remember.
Sorry, you're right.
No, you're right. Google, it's got the double O's. What do you think that looks like? Side by side, right, left, next to each other.
Well, breasts. What you look like right now is an idiot because your hair's on fire.
Oh my God, I'm mortified. Oh my God.
You're making the movement look bad.
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassing. It's the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to me. The most embarrassing thing.
My sniffer's broken and that even smells bad to me.
Your one word suggestion from Discord.
I don't know about this famous country musician with the ass we worship.
I don't know. This is the first I've heard of it.
Oh, it's who is it? Lainey Wilson?
Wilson?
Yeah.
Cool.
Any relation to Dennis Wilson to bring us back to Charlie Manson?
He had a great ass.
Dennis had a fucking great ass.
Humans, we are jamming with the words today off the Discord one word suggestion thread. So let's go back there. You know what? Ben said earworm earlier, and that's one of the suggestions. Mm. So we'll say we use that one. I'm going to give you three words: harvest, recuperate, and positivity. Positivity, recuperate, harvest. Go ahead.
This just because you said harvest, I can't resist sharing that I went onto RiteAid.com yesterday. Even that is suspicious. Why are they doing that? I'm interested in finding out when they're going to get the juicy new COVID booster. But there is a section like in, you know, on the left where they have all, you know, pharmacy, whatever. There is a section called Halloween. But before that, there is a section called harvest. And I clicked on it and I have not closed the tab because I'm just like, what's up with this? There is a decorative pumpkin that says something like give thanks for the harvest or something like that. And it is $54.99. And I think that something is disturbed about that. First of all, I'm just curious, like why harvest? Like why it feels like it's, like, okay, it's like, oh, it's Thanksgiving, but maybe they don't want to say Thanksgiving. They say harvest to make it more palatable to everyone to avoid the, you know, like what?
Brett,
thank you, Brett.
Pulling up the harvest, the section of RiteAid.com.
Get Covey with harvest decor.
Yes, harvest.
We're now looking at what I've bought one of these pumpkins down here, that $31.99 one.
Mm-hmm. What's it say?
Why blessing? Did I get it? I forget why I got that.
Bless the harvest blessing. And give thanks. That's creepy.
This is so creepy. I kind of like it.
Yes.
It's like witchcraft adjacent.
Look at that little ceramic truck. Let's hear a description of what
that
is.
It looks like it's on fire.
Those are pumpkins.
Those are pumpkins? Okay.
It's delivering pumpkins.
Like there's something
someone thought to make a truck that delivers delivering pumpkins.
And they did a bad job.
Rotten.
Yeah.
Pumpkins.
They're like
it's got flat tires.
Yeah. The tires are flat. Those pumpkins aren't going anywhere.
Flat tires and melted creamsicles.
There's
pages of this.
I don't really remember growing up and like being like, okay, let's bring out the Thanksgiving decor and anything like that.
Harvest
is so lazy. It's a fucking block of wood that looks like someone wrote the word fall on it.
Yeah.
In a Sharpie.
distressed. What? Okay. Also, look something that's interesting.
Silver. Silver
is the length of all of these descriptions compared, like the titles of the objects compared to just the not enough information of harvest. The single word title of harvest.
Let's go to that fall block, Brett. This is a great time.
$22.
I like everybody just pretending like they're farmers a little bit. And
yeah.
This okay, is humans, this is for sale. If anyone bought this, I would hit them over the head with okay, this. So this if I was the clerk.
This is a Northlight brand distressed wood autumn harvest fall sign. It's 6 inches.
6 inches.
It is a. It is a. It looks like a, it's a not even 2x4. It's like a little piece of wood.
It's six inch. They could have given us a foot.
It's a 6 inch piece of wood that they put like a little bit of primer on so it looks like a distressed white color. And then they painted fall on it in the laziest possible
so
way.
So lazy.
Yeah.
Who? And it's $21.99.
I love the bullet point. So here are the bullet points. One, distressed fall wall sign, fall wall. Two, made from solid wood. Three, whitewashed and distressed finish. Four, recommended for indoor use only, which I really like because.
Oh my God.
It's like they're not saying that you can't use it outside, but they're just saying scientifically they've tested it and their recommendation.
And it's distressed. That implies it's outside.
It's a piece of wood that'll dissolve outside.
It looks like the only use it could be is for your like senile relative to like remind them what time of year it is.
Tell them to fall.
Yeah. So we cut to there must be a fucking pitch room at Rite Aid building for this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. It starts somewhere, right? It has to. Hey, where's this shit start?
Jenna, I was just wondering if I could talk to you a little bit about, the designs that I submitted for, the autumn decorations for the Rite Aid brand. Is that okay? Do you have a second?
Sure.
Let's walk.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Thanks.
Sorry. I'm just walking by. I'm on a walkathon. You guys talk it out. I'm going to keep walking. Let's walk.
Wow, that's really inspiring.
I'm glad that we're doing more meetings outside. I think it's been good for
Rite Aid campus is even bigger than the Google campus. It's just beautiful. There's just ponds and giant chessboards.
Yeah, so me too. I think it's helping me kind of, you know, generate a bunch of ideas. But the notes that I got back on my designs it said too mainstream and overly complicated. It said expected. So I'm just a little confused. This is just a jack-o'-lantern and underneath it, it says boo exclamation point. And it says, think outside the box. This is too done already. And also overly complicated. I just didn't really understand. To me, it seems like a kind of normal piece of decor.
The jack-o'-lantern that says boo on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, I just think that that's like a little bit, it's like, why does... It's like we've seen this before, right?
Right, right. And you wrote underneath it and you said, try something more like this, a jack-o'-lantern that underneath says, we give ye thanks to the bounty harvest pumpkin man. And then you said suggested price, $67.99.
Yeah. So I think that what I'm getting at is that I think we need to elevate this decor so that we can get it to a higher price point. Okay. And everything that we've seen before, people expect, okay, it's a jack-o'-lantern, it's scary, it says boo.
Right. But
I think people are ready to sort of acknowledge the harvest, acknowledge the bounty of the earth.
Oh.
And I think that's just kind of going to elevate things a little more. I think that people are ready to be in touch with that more than the same old, oh, it's... Halloween, so we have a pumpkin that's scary.
Okay, yeah.
Checkmate!
Oh. Oh, wow. Barney did it again. He's really good. He's really getting good. Yeah. Okay. So, you're so good at this, and I'm just wondering if I could, maybe I could just shadow you and kind of see something about the way that you get inspiration, you know?
And later in the day, cause he does accept that shadow, they're on the Rite Aid, lazy river where a lot of the employees go to find inspiration. Hey, boss.
Hey, how's it going?
Can I talk to you about something? I didn't know you'd be floating here today.
Sure.
I was just working on my latest draft of a harvest idea.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. So you're telling me go further with the cup of dirt idea?
Mm-hmm.
Dirt's a big part of every harvest.
Yes.
Right?
Big part of okay. every. I mean, it all comes from there.
Yeah. And I was thinking, and you inspired me on this, that harvest is every fall, mm-hmm. and there's the dirt, and you know, fall, and I put two and two together. And how about if we write fall on the side of the cup of dirt?
Oh, that's interesting, because that. Oh, I'd love that.
$31.99, I'm thinking.
It's almost like a play. It's like, okay, dirt. We see a cup of dirt and we're immediately thinking, okay, let's thank Earth. This is where it all comes from. It all comes from the ground. We're thinking like, okay, praise the harvest god. And then we have this ironic little fall.
Yeah, well, it's fall. Ironic.
Well, I love that it's just like...
That's not how I saw it. And you see the employees really feels...
No. I think it's good.
He bumps against the side of the bank on the lazy river. Oh!
Whoa, come on. Swim back.
Boss.
Yes.
Hey, I think I finally cracked this design. I was just wondering if I could get your eyes on it.
Of course.
Thanks. Okay, so thinking harvest. This one is... a ceramic bunch of pumpkins, but guess what? They're now being carried by a truck.
Okay.
So harvest, right? Pumpkin, because that's the time of year. But harvest is bounty. So it's a bunch of pumpkins. And the truck is key because the truck signifies that it's actually, this harvest is going to be disseminated out to the people. It's going to be shared with the masses. And it's also a point of connection between the buyer and this idealized harvest, because they might own a truck and maybe a vehicle. And so they can kind of connect. I get it. I own something like this.
I love this. I love this design. I can I give you just one pitch?
Please, because I think it's you're great. The master, please.
Can we give the truck flat tires?
Boom. And it happened. It was one of those moments of inspiration, just like the marketing team that came up with the Easter Bunny or what Santa Claus wore, the fact that he had a bowl full of jelly. These were all marketing things at one time. And then they became part of the mythology. So the pumpkin truck, it became so popular that year that everyone started buying and it became part of the natural decor of Thanksgiving. And people, it looks like a naked porch. If you walk in, there's not a pumpkin truck in it. Like 60 years later, it was fully part, and we sit down at Thanksgiving dinner. And before we start Thanksgiving dinner, we have a special surprise. Uncle Steve is outside in a pumpkin truck, kids.
Yeah.
The pumpkin truck's outside.
Wow.
Big deal.
What?
Oh,
pumpkin truck, duh.
The horn of the harvest.
Lame. I'm a teenager now, and I'm not impressed by this. This is the same thing every year. Don't you realize this is just invented, Uncle Steve?
Hey, kids, it's your pumpkin truck here. Hey, everybody.
He's all drunk and happy. He's been working on his pumpkin truck for like 3 weeks.
Happy harvest, kids.
This is crazy. You know, it was just invented by a marketing company, just like Santa Claus is a bowl full of jelly that we all know.
Oh, hey, Krista.
Joseph, enough.
What's next? You're not going to believe in the mating horses of spring?
He
Your one word suggestion from Discord.
All right, let's do one more, folks, because I'm having such fun with these words.
Great words. I mean, such I want positivity. To apologize. Like, the words are too good, if anything. I can't do
let's
justice.
Give credit to Mosey for that harvest word.
Thank you, okay. Mosey.
God, Mosey.
Mosey, you've been spending a lot of time on the Rite Aid website, huh? Mm-hmm.
We see you, Mosey.
All right, let's mosey on down to three more words. Rodeo, trinket, and results.
My apparently there's a big rodeo in Wyoming, and my cousin was there, and he was like young. He was like, I don't know, 18 or so. And everybody told him that each year there's normally a streaker that goes through the rodeo. And so all his friends hyped him up of like, you got to do it. You got to do it, man. So he gets to the edge of the rodeo, takes off all his clothes, jumps through, grabs a fire extinguisher and starts running, spraying a fire extinguisher. And the fucking security there takes out tasers, shoots him with the prongs of the taser. He goes into shock, pisses and shits himself all over the place. It becomes a local controversy of because there had been streakers before, but nobody ever fucking tased them. And then when it came out how young he was, everybody was like, aren't we going a little overboard with the security at this fucking rodeo? Like, who are we even protecting? The fucking bulls? And so then it became like a whole kind of like, we shouldn't be tasing people that get into the dirt of the rodeo.
Okay, we cut to the rodeo security team the year after. All right, fellas, everybody, let's simmer down. Timmy, you boys in particular. You Johnson boys, I have half of mine not even let you on the security team. All right, everybody here knows what happens last. Everybody knows what happened last year at the rodeo.
Hey, we didn't know what was going on with that guy.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on with him either. We all didn't, and we've been trained before. Last year, if anyone gets onto the rodeo grounds, you get them off there. Any means necessary.
I told you we should have done nunchucks.
Yeah, you did say. You did say. I remember you yelled it above the din of the roaring crowd. You know, I grabbed the taser. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. First of all, he was in the nude, okay? And there are children in the audience. And they've never seen a penis. Maybe not even their own, you know? And so I'm protecting them. And at the same time, I am protecting the individual from the bulls, because if the bulls, many of them, they've never seen a penis. So it could be dangerous if they get one in their sights, you know, they could go crazy.
You had me with the children. I don't know if the bulls, I think they might have seen penises before, but you also have to consider that as a teenage penis. And if a child does need to see some penis, maybe a teenage penis is a good starter penis to see before.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, then the entire audience was complicit in the viewing of child pornography in a way. And so then that is not okay. And so I'm trying to protect both the audience from being complicit in a crime they did not intend to participate in, and the technical child from disseminating that.
Right, but is it worse to see a penis or to see the pissing and shitting that occurs after
one knock with a nunchuck?
Human is shot
out. You get the nunchuck.
That is true. You don't piss and shit after you get knocked out by a nunchuck.
They know what they're doing.
Okay, so let's. Okay, so if this situation arises again, and we use Brad's suggestion of the nunchuck, so let's play out that scenario, because
So then one clunk to the head, okay? The teenager is rendered unconscious.
That's right.
Yeah, I think that would be fine. We don't all know how to flip around the nunchucks.
Right, you just throw everybody, smoke bomb.
Well, everybody here, just whatever you got that you can skillfully do, let's just run through it right now. Just can't make them piss or shit. That seems to be what really set off the community. I think if you had tased him, Jeffrey, and he'd just been knocked out, wouldn't have been a big deal. It was this fact that you kept putting the juice into him, mm-hmm. and he kept shitting and pissing, and people were like, man, he's got a lot of shit in there. It just never seemed to stop. It was kind
and
of
that
disturbing.
Is one thing no one talks about enough. What was he eating?
Yeah.
Because that was too
unusual
yeah.
amount of
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, not to blame
in.
The victim or anything, but he needs to be responsible for what he's putting into his body, because we cannot be responsible for what's coming out of it.
What in God's name?
It seemed like
name?
A can
was
of beans
kitty?
And four artichokes. It was a consistent, too.
Because we don't sell beans and artichokes last time I checked.
Yeah, and there's the a reason for that. Turns out there's a reason that the concession stand at the rodeo does not sell beans and artichokes.
One throwing especially star again. In the back of the head, boom. He would be out.
Now, wait a second.
Well,
hold
we
on.
Don't want to kill him. We don't want to kill the team boys. Some people shit when they die.
He wouldn't be dead.
Brad, we already agreed to the nunchucks.
If you get good enough with a throwing star, you can hit the nerves in the right exact spot where he will be boomed down like a light. Now, I can't guarantee he will not shit.
We're not all ninjas here. Okay. Can't we just do the simple thing? Okay. You just grab, he's naked, you grab him by the balls. Grab him by the ball sack, lead him outside the fence.
Now, this is where I always get into loggerheads with you. A lot of your training seems to be ball sack first, ask questions later. And I just don't think it's the best way to move a man is by, I mean, you're not factoring
it is physically,
in
biologically ball. Impossible to take a shit when someone's pulling on your ball sack. Do you know that? Have you ever done that to yourself?
Like keeping your eyes open when sneezing.
Right. Or a coming while whistling.
Right.
I saw one guy do that once.
Oh,
I agree
bullshit.
With you, but I saw it's not an old wives' tale. They were
impossible.
Selling tickets. They were selling tickets in Vegas. You could go into a tent and see him come and whistle, and I did it. And he did
oh,
it.
Oh, I've heard about those. What happens is they'll come, then they'll whistle, but they'll whistle so loud you're thinking they're still coming.
David Blaine can do it.
That's bullshit.
No, he's worried. He's been working on it forever.
Okay, hold on. Bullshit. Now that's relevant. Because why are we in trouble for the fact that there's, you know, human feces last year in the ring when everyone has no problem looking at all the feces from the animals?
Mm-hmm. That is true. We watched that bull just shit and shit and shit.
Hypnotic. It's hypnotic. And I've been incorporating it into some of my meditation practices. If you just get caught up in a bull releasing all that manure, it sends you into a euphoric state.
And we cut to James Mannion at Stanford College, end of junior year. He's tripping for the first time. They're out in a field out in Berkeley on this cow field, and they're all sitting around this bull that's just shitting, and they're watching. And when you're tripping, time kind of plays tricks on you. Like it kind of slows down, and it's almost like a shit coming out of an asshole can last an hour. And that's what they're watching, is these little perfect green doo-doo balls coming out of a bull.
Whoa, are you seeing this?
Yeah.
Like, are you seeing it? Like, look at it, how it comes out.
Bounty of the harvest.
People, this is what people
this
watched.
Happens all the time.
This is what
we
people
just,
used
we
to watch. Like, before the internet.
We drive by
TV.
This shit.
Yeah. This
for
is
fax
what our ancestors
machines.
Would be entertained by.
There was a ceramic figure. It depicted this bull emitting his entire insides.
I would pay upwards of $65.99 for it.
Yeah. I've got a season
on the side. I forgive my dad. Sorry, I'm working on some stuff. This kind of got me there.
Does anyone want, by the way, I've got some oatmeal, cinnamon cooking. If anyone wants some, it's a special recipe I saw on TikTok.
And they start eating it. They start eating a bag of this great cinnamon oatmeal that he brought along with them. And they just get into the nature of it. When you're tripping, just everything's organic. You become part of nature, and that's why you feel you appreciate it more. And they eventually they run out of oatmeal and they just start eating cow shit, and it just doesn't matter. They're just eating cow shit.
It's all the same. It's all earth.
It is. It's the same. It goes in, it's grass, it comes out, it's still green, and it's just, it's okay. It's fine.
This is really beautiful. I can tell, but my outlook on life is forever changed after this experience.
I think that this is going to be great for you. Because, like, at the hotel we all work at, like, you've been real uptight lately. And I'm just so happy that you had this.
The camera pulls into her literal shit-eating grin and pulls out, and she's behind the desk with the same shit-eating grin. Yeah, we're just checking in for a night. Oh, my God.
Welcome to the Hilton. Are you checking in or checking out?
Checking in.
Don't ask them. Don't assume what they're doing.
And scene, humans. We are checking out of this Improv for Humans after having a lot of good times in the Discord one-word suggestion room.
God, the Discord
so thanks
hot.
For giving us those solid words.
Thank you, Discord.
Solid words. And let's tell people where they can find us to compliment us and find out about other projects outside of our WGA SAG wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. Like your podcast, for instance, Ben.
When does this episode come out?
Oh, I don't know. Probably in about 4 weeks.
Okay. All right. I won't plug next year's stuff. The Action Boys podcast, Action Boys with a Z, actionboys.biz. Come check it out if you want to hear, you know, 4 hours about the Lawnmower Man. That's the place to do it.
Oh, I did love Lawnmower.
I meant to ask you.
That was one of the first cyberpunk virtual reality kind of.
I'm glad I remembered it because I did text. I think while we were in the episode, I mentioned you. I'm like, I bet Besser really likes the Lawnmower Man because you can see elements of it in a lot of Upright Citizen Brigade sketches, I feel like.
Well, it was one of the first. I wouldn't give it that much credit.
All the VR shit.
It was one of the first VR movies that used that. And our first show was called Virtual Reality. So it always did stick with me, that movie. Indeed, it's worth it.
I highly recommend the director's cut. It's hard to find the theatrical cut. It's fucking insane.
Oh.
It's insane.
Check that out. Ben, you gotta come on Sci-Fi Power Rankings once the strike's over.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about TV
Let's
shows.
Let's do it.
All right, James, where can we find you online to find out where you're performing?
You can find me on Twitter or X at Pizza Manion. And yeah, fourth Wednesday of the month at UCB, my group Leroy has a show. Where we take an audience member on a date and then do improv off of
it. Oh, that's solid show.
Yeah, it's fun.
I like that.
Yeah, we have like a little table chairs. We give them a little, you know, we have like a little bread basket.
Why is everything so diminutive?
Well, it's
you
it's,
want with some it's, big
we
bread,
give you a
man.
Tiny little chair,
a little fall
a little
sign.
Bitty napkin.
Yeah, it's you know it's intimate, and it's you know.
Have there been any real love connections from the show?
Not that I know of, but...
Mm. Can I tell you, that does happen, though. You want to know why that happens? It's because there's so few places in life that we just can organically meet people, you know? But I've heard about that. People meeting at shows.
Yeah.
So that's a strong plug. And I do think
most of the audience members that have come up, like, seem like they're, like, actually, like, out there dating. Yeah. You know?
Why not?
I'm going to go. I'm going to get hooked up at your show.
Yeah. Ben, are you single?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Okay. Hillary, where can we find you to find out about your project?
I'm on Instagram at Hillary Ann Matthews and up with my teen queen George the first Friday of every month and with Sentimental Lady the third Thursday of every month at UCB.
I like the regular positions. That's good. That's good. I like that. Okay. Who cares what I like? Improv4Humans is what I like.com because you can go there. And not only become part of the other podcasts we have, Brett, there, Professor Besser feed, the Best Taste in the Universe feed. We got the Discord going. We got tons of new videos that complement a couple of those shows, including Besser's Addict and the greatest comedy of all time. What else? What was the bonus thing I was heading towards? Oh, yeah. Tour information. And I'm thinking this will come out before Halloween. Go get tickets for Improv for Humans in Pasadena at the Ice House, October 28th. So you can get a link to that off of our website.
Spooky.
The Ice House. Yeah, we're going to be in costume too, I think. Mm. That'll be fun.
Terrifying.
Keep being human.
Improv for Humans is produced by Matt Besser and Brett Morris. Music by Dragoon. Please rate and review wherever you get your podcasts. For ad-free archives, bonus scenes from the new episodes, exclusive Discord access, new deep dive podcasts into the craft of improv, plus music and sci-fi bonus shows and premium limited series, go to improv4humans.com and sign up for the Rule of Four plan. By subscribing, you are giving us the ability to pay our brilliant guests, and giving us all a platform for more interaction and lots more comedy.